Recorded Books and RB Digital present When Silence Sings by Sarah Loudon Thomas. Narrated by Leah Horowitz. Chapter 1. Thurmond, West Virginia, March 1930. Coleman walked along the last car of the coal train, tapping each wheel with his long-handled hammer, listening intently to the clang, clang, clang. He cocked his head to the left and closed his right eye so he could hear better. The tone was just about perfect. Good. No cracks. He moved on to the final wheel, pushing his free hand deep in his coat pocket. Signs of spring were all around, but here in the shade of the train it was plenty cold yet. He hoped he wouldn't hear the flat ping of a cracked wheel on this, his last task before calling it a day. He'd been told not everyone could detect the often slight difference in tone between a solid and a damaged wheel, but he'd been gifted with the ability. Although there were days when he wasn't sure his keen hearing was such a gift. He tapped the last wheel, held the back of his cold hand to the axle box to check for overheating. Satisfied, Coleman straightened to roll his shoulders and stretch his spine. That was when he saw Sam, one of the chief clerks, hurrying toward him, head down and steps tight like he might break into a run. Coleman tensed. Sam wouldn't rush unless it was important. In a yard as large as this one, it never paid to be in a hurry among the rails. "Caleb's been shot!" Sam raised his head and cast Coleman a worried look. "Word's spreading through town fast. I know you and him grew up together. Thought I'd best come tell you so you can prepare yourself." He jerked a thumb toward a string of businesses located farther up the track. "There's a mess of your kinfolk at the Lafayette Hotel, and they're talking revenge. Thought you might be able to talk them down." "Is Caleb all right? How bad's he hurt?" Coleman forgot about his plans to go home and work on his latest sermon. His cousin, Caleb, had been like a brother when they were boys growing up among all the Harp youngins in Thurmond. It was once they were old enough to take an interest in the Harp-McLean feud that they'd drifted apart. Coleman's mother insisted her family have nothing to do with feuding, which put Coleman on the outs with most of his kin. Then, after she died, he'd gotten a steady job with the railroad as a wheel tapper and took up preaching whenever someone would let him. Nobody expected a preacher to go around feuding. Caleb, on the other hand, preferred to work odd jobs for ready money and then devote himself to gambling and drinking, maybe other things too. "All I heard is he was shot while playing cards over at the Bearskin Inn last night." Coleman stiffened. "Who shot him?" Sam blew out a heavy breath. "Jake McLean." Coleman ripped his cap off and flung it as hard as he could. If he weren't trying to be a preacher, he'd cuss sure enough. "I should have known it would be one of those sorry no-account..." He caught himself and grimaced. "Sorry. Old habits die hard."
"I thought you didn't much buy into that old feud."
Sam trotted along as Coleman strode toward the station, hammer swinging in his hand. "I don't. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to get mad when a McLean shoots a Harp." Sam pulled ahead so he could look Coleman in the eyes.
"I heard it all started when that Holy Spirit preacher come and stirred up the town back in 1832.
Coleman shot him a sharp glance. "That's the story, but I don't pay it any mind."
"Is it true the Harps have..."
He paused and lowered his voice.
"A special way about them? Like you, with your hearing?"
He flapped a hand beside his ear. Coleman stopped short and glared at his friend. "You've been listening to the old women talk? I thought you knew better than that." Sam shrugged.
"Can't help what I overhear. Some say the spirit got a hold of the Harp clan that day, and their people have been touched ever since. Some say the McLeans refuse to believe, and their lack of faith has cursed their line right on down to the current batch."
"Touched. Cursed." Coleman snorted. "I've been..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?